I've been pantsed in a bathing suit. And I was like 12. Like, I was pantsed at the beach. Dude, I was like 1 inch. It looked like I had a pimple in my vagina. What's up? It's your boy DJ O'Malski. I'm chilling here with Waleezy and Tony Mass in the Warm Up Podcast Studio, and we're in the middle of the fall, bro. It's real.
Speaking of fall, in case anything falls from the sky, our nuts are protected. Yours are not.
Yeah,
you need a pillow.
Yeah, dude, I'm kind of jealous. I love having like protection on your wiener.
Your nuts are exposed.
You know, bro, when you like you go and you sit on a couch, I do a blanket, obviously, but I also do like pillow in my lap. I don't know why. Is that a genetic thing, like innately learned? Because I feel like all guys do that. They put a pillow on their wiener when they're like taking a nap.
It's fucking comfy. First of all, it just feels like
so you're talking naps or just like you watching TV?
I'm talking about, yeah, I mean both. I think it's like a comfort thing where it's like you just feel extra protection.
It just feels like you're holding like a baby.
These are honestly, these are good throw pillows. They have a good cushion to them. Sometimes people have like those like really decorative ones that have like shit that like stab you.
Oh, like they have like fringe that's like hard.
Yeah, they have like
the fucking earrings hanging off
the embroidery. Yeah, there's like stuff that literally stabs you.
Did you like growing up have a couch where it's like don't go on that couch?
Never. I'll never get a couch and not use it.
Growing up, we had this room where it was like only for show. It was like
the formal living
room. Yeah, there's a formal living room where like the pillows had spikes on it purely for show.
You have like a piano no one plays. You have books that no one ever read.
A dining room table that no one fucking sits at.
Yeah. Classic formal.
Shit. Yeah, there was that one room, but for some reason, it's not even like a room that was comfortable, but for some reason, my brother and I, we were like, it felt like Adam and Eve was like, you can have every tree, you can have every apple, but this tree and apple. Like, I just felt like for some reason we just wanted to like throw each other into the couch because it was off limits. I feel like there's some rooms in the house where it's just like people, your mom or your parents get like super protective of.
That shit's whack, bro.
Yeah. Thinking about it, I was like, they're so dumb. Like, why would you buy a couch to have it for show? But it's also like
it's flex.
We were already throwing up and peeing on couches like in my basement and stuff. Like, how many couches did I have to throw up on? You know what I mean?
It's like a dog pissing on a fire hydrant. You'll mark that. That's your territory.
No, when you're the adult, you're like, get the fuck out of this room. Like, you can shit all over the whole house. I ask for one room. Like, I kind of get it.
But they don't even use that room. Like, the whole thing about the formal living room is like, it's so antiquated and people still do it just because it's like a flex.
Yeah. Once you hit 35 plus, I think you have like this competition with your neighbors and friends about who has the most fancy pillows. And it's just like, there's a pillow contest.
I'm all about comfort. Strictly comfort guy.
There's a reason why there's women in the universe and people with taste. Like, if it was all about comfort, the world would look like shit.
Yeah, we would wear we'd wear cargo pants every day.
Yeah, we would wear sweatpants and never shower.
The fucking cargo pants that unzip.
Yeah, the unzipped cargo pants. Yeah, honestly, one of the most underrated inventions, that underutilized inventions, is the zipping pants to shorts.
No.
Hot take. I'm staying with it because honestly, there are times where like you start off in the morning where it's cold, and then you know you go on a hike, you're doing running errands, and then by 12:30, especially this time of year, like it could be 50 in the morning and 70 by noon. That is the ideal temperature change to go from pants to shorts. Yeah. So if you could just make that zip transition.
I want you to stay in the pocket with this take because you're going to get
wrapped. There's 8 pockets because I could stay.
Yeah, stay in your pockets right now because while he's jumping on that, I think because you're like close to each other in proximity and he's like taking this ride with you.
We're doing the pillow.
He would never wear that. Those are fucking corny. There's a reason why those only lasted like 2 years.
But the whole point of this conversation is like, yo, we need women in the world.
We need people with taste in the world. Like,
why is that not tasteful?
Why is that? You why can is make function, that shit. You think it's uglier shit than
all
that.
Of a sudden functionality. Yeah, first of all, people wear the most heinous things. Ugly they shit. All of a sudden decide a style. What is fashionable is totally arbitrarily bullshit coming down from the top with just some rich fuck pay somebody to wear this shit and then, oh my God, that's sick. And they print it and shove it in your fucking throat. If some idiot wanted to make fucking cargo zip pants fucking cool, it would be cool.
You struck a chord.
You can, you know you can wear them. You have an option. You haven't worn them in 20 years. Why don't you wear them?
I'm wearing them.
You
tonight.
Don't care about the functionality.
No,
they were corny.
No,
if they were fashionable, if they were like slim fit,
yeah,
you know, and fucking
yeah,
make them back,
like
you know,
mesh fucking loose.
Can I say one thing
shit.
About them? When you wear those types of pants where you could zip them into shorts, it looked like it had like a rim around the knee because like it had the outline of the zipper. It was fucking weird, dude. Also, there was some designer flaws. Like if you zip them off, it was hard to zip them back on. And
also only 8 years of using a zipper. Now I have now 28 years of using a zipper.
You think it was the user error?
Yeah, totally
no.
User error.
Wow, you're really sticking up for the fucking designers of the shit. It's kind of the same realm. Did you guys have? I had a million of these. I don't know why. I think my mom just like bought a shit ton because she thought they were cool. I had the snap action pants.
Bro, those are the scariest pants to ever wear.
Yeah. Those are the scariest pants
to ever wear. Dude, just so people, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's those pants. I think Adidas made a lot of them. Yeah, it was like
Party Boy
pants. Magic Mike.
Party Boy pants, but like they were essentially like they were sweatpants or they were like they were nylon material and they had button snaps all through down the leg. So essentially, like, you could literally with one pull, like a waiter pulling the fucking tablecloth off the table, you could do that with your legs and you're just bare naked. Like, someone could be like a bully behind you and like grab you by the waist and pull your pants off in one swoop.
Pantsing was like a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a weird middle school, high school thing that guys did to each other that was just like.
Yeah, we wanted to embarrass the fuck out of each other.
So cruel, bro.
Especially wearing those is just like pantsing suicide. Like, it's like blinking, flashing lights, like, please pants me.
Yeah.
You're only wearing those if you are strapped underneath. And I'm talking about with shorts, underwear.
Does everyone in their life have some trauma from like a pantsing story? Like, have you been pantsed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been pantsed.
I've been pantsed in a bathing suit. So, dick was out. Dude, yeah. I was pantsed at the beach, and I was, like, 12. Like, dude, I was, like, 1 inch. It looked like I had a pimple in my vagina. You know, like, you're in the water, you have shrinkage, bro. It honestly looked like George I had a Costanza. Pimple on my vagina. I was fucked.
Dude, the shrinkage was real. Dude, I actually had...
Wait, but you had to overcome that. Now, like, think about this. Okay, your pants.
Bro, I actually saw you at the beach. We were at the beach the beginning of September. You were so self-conscious about how the tightness of your bathing suit
and the see-throughness
and the transparency of it. You know,
you could kind of see it.
You could see it if you
have to, like, be staring at it, right? Yeah. So, but he was, like, wearing a towel around his waist. Like, but all from a pantsing experience.
Yeah, it was stemmed from a pantsing experience, but it was like, I bought that bathing suit from Zara, and it's like a European kind of store, and I feel like they just show their dick, and I'm just like, dude, yeah, I have a fucking Irish-American dick, all right? That's meant for like a Costco bathing suit, that's it. But no,
you need netting and like
I need
like
netting. I need like a bra pad in there. I need everything and a cup. But I, dude, when I first got pantsed, you know, like you go to the beach with a group of people when you're like 12 years old with a group of like your guy friends and like a couple of girls. You're either like your buddies dating and her friends, like some kind of group where we're in the mix with, you know, trying to get with these girls. And then when they see your dick after shrinkage, it's like a wrap. You're like, you don't even pursue. You're like, there's no mystery. One,
it's
like,
game over for you. Yeah.
You have like four girls in that group that saw, and then like you walk the hallways in high school later, and like that spreads like COVID.
One time at the school bus, I think it was after school, we're hanging out, just a couple people, just like wrestling with some kid, and he literally just started giving me like a massive wedgie. I was like the younger kid in this group, right? And you know, you wear like gym shorts to school and shit. Like, I don't know, I didn't wear like jeans.
Wait, was he a friend or like
oh, yeah, around? Friend, oh, okay, but like okay. Neighborhood bully, but like friend, you know, like that kind of like.
Yeah, he was like, he still liked you, but you like, he also needs to show flex his status,
a
bully.
Like a big brother kind of thing, you know.
But right.
I probably like tackled him or something too hard where he was like embarrassed. So he went hard on the wedgie. Like lifted me up off the ground. Boxers ripped, shorts fell to the ground. And I was just like, shorts at my ankles, just dick out.
Your
like,
dick was
at like 15 in front of like 8 people. It was bad.
Bro, there's just nothing funnier than like someone's dick's out by accident. Like, or like someone just does it like intentionally. It's fucking hysterical, that image in your head. I want to talk about something. Dude, Danny said the fucking most absurd shit to me this past weekend, and I didn't know how to like respond to it. A, I've never seen anyone do this, and I've never heard anyone say this to me. We're at a farm this past weekend, and we were working
for we went out east.
Yeah, went out east, and they had like this hot pretzel thing, whatever. So we got a hot pretzel, and we're eating. It's like your standard, you know, big pretzel is fucking salt on and shit. He goes, "Yo, do you ever just like desalt your pretzel?"
Yeah,
I was just like blown away. He texts Tony, and he goes, "Yo, Tony, do you ever like desalt your pretzel?" He goes, "Nah."
Like, I think verbatim, I said that's some Patrick Bateman shit.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know.
American Psycho.
Okay, when you get a pretzel and you get like the soft big jumbo pretzel, they put horse pellets of salt on the pretzel. Where it's just like, is this a topping? Is this supposed to be lightly salt? It would tell me in what scenario you eat that much salt, density of salt on something.
When you have a pretzel.
Why is the pretzel the catalyst for eating that much salt?
What do you mean?
It goes hand in hand. It's like fucking peanut butter and jelly.
You ask for light sprinkles when you get a fucking ice cream
no,
cone?
No, it should be sprinkled on. They literally mist it or they wipe it with water so that the salt will stick. And they dunk it into a fucking bucket of salt.
But the actual item is bread plus salt. That's the meal.
I just want to clarify before we get into this thing that my words get spun. I'll have salt on a pretzel. I'm talking about where you can't even see the fucking pretzel because it's covered. It looks like a snow, mound of snow on there. It is the density problem. I do a couple wipes of the napkin so that it goes from like, you take about 50% off.
That's not not.
Is that unreasonable?
I think the term brought to me was desalting. As if
first of all, that was a joke. I'm trying to make it like a fucking medical term for the pretzel. But you wipe a couple fucking grains of salt off. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I guarantee at least 30% of humans do that.
So you are spinning this into a way where you went from desalting and now you are kind of backpedaling.
First off, Waleed was with me. I did not take every grain of salt off.
He didn't take all the salt off.
So the desalt was like a joke.
If you looked at his pretzel, would you say it's like it's a regular pretzel, or would you say it was lightly salted?
No, it was definitely like lightly salted.
Yeah, lightly salted.
Likely? I would never order a pretzel like lightly salted unless my doctor said you cannot eat pretzels at all, and I'm cheating with a lightly salted pretzel. All
right, let me ask you this.
First of all, do you put any mustard on there? What do you do with that?
Wait. I'm a human being. Yes, I put mustard on there. They even had this cheese horseradish like, mix. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Fire.
Pretty fucking
but
good.
But you need the salt for that.
No, you don't need the salt for that. You need the pretzel for that. I'm just talking about this. Look, when you have a pretzel, there are some bites of the pretzel, like the corners or the knot in the middle.
It's all about the knot.
The knot's the best part. Oh, yeah. The hands down. We can agree on that. But I'm talking about when you bite the pretzel, there is like, you'll eat a patch of salt. It's just like, I feel like a salt truck came after like a blizzard and you just fucking put your tongue on the road and started licking.
Every great chef, everyone that makes food,
salt is like the catalyst.
The difference between good food and great food is salt and butter.
I love salt.
So what do you...
All I'm saying is that is an unreasonable amount of salt for what you're eating.
Okay, first things first, this is America. We do everything big. So we're going to put as much fucking salt that fits on every little square millimeter of that pretzel.
And you're going to wipe some off and fuck off if you don't like it. How about that?
I just think it's like, if I see someone like patting down their pizza with a piece of napkin, like whatever, I get it. It's kind of
You
normal.
Get that?
I get it. It's normal.
Why?
It's a lot of... Some people don't want all that oil.
I don't want all the salt.
Nah, the salt's fucking...
No, you see, if you were like, I don't agree with anyone altering food, then I would be like, all right, he's got a point. Now you're like, I agree with people who dab their pizza. You would shut up.
No,
you're fucked. Tony's embarrassed of you because you lost. He lost you.
No, I don't.
I too am okay with it.
I don't dab my pizza. I'm just saying, if I see someone do it,
I need someone in the seat right now.
If I see someone do that compared to someone desalting their pretzel, yes, I'm like, that's a fucking psycho.
That's a much
move.
More acceptable maneuver.
Why?
I mean, why? I don't know. I didn't make the rules. I just live.
No, you just they're just like instilled based on what you think, but I'm just saying
it's not what rules. I think it's what society thinks.
The guy who made the pizza, you're saying he did it wrong?
No, he used terrible cheese. That's why it's all oily.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the guy used too much salt and was a lazy fuck. He just literally just dunked it in salt and have to deal with
that. There's not that much salt on there.
So the difference between the salt theory and the oil thing is the quality of cheese. There's not like a quality of salt. I mean, let's say like pink Himalayan salt.
No, it's not quality of cheese. It's like how much cheese you put on.
It's not the amount. No. The oil is from the quality.
Quality of cheese.
Well, if you put a lot of cheese on, there's going to be a lot more oil. Like if you put like a pound of cheese on, now it's producing more oil than you wanted on, so then you dab it. So there is some cheese kind of argument with that, but like just lay off me with the fucking pretzel. I'm not hurting anyone, bro.
No.
Dude, I'm telling you, a lot of people do that. People either get the one with no salt or like...
Bro, no one gets it with no salt. You literally need like either an AARP card or like a note from your doctor to get a pretzel with no salt. Yeah. There's no fucking chance that should be allowed.
I honestly don't even get the one without the salt. I just like to, I'm a salt management guy.
Salt management. Wow.
I manage the salt.
You should keep your extra salt and then you can recycle it use it next time.
Get a fucking t-shirt that says salt manager.
Salt management squad. I don't know.
You might live 10 years longer than everyone, but all alone.
It's not even like I'm health conscious. I feel like, you know what it really is? I want to taste the mustard. I feel like when you take a bite of pretzel with a lot of salt on, you put it in mustard, I'm like chewing like Pop Rocks on my pretzel.
Yeah, I'm into the consistency of it. I love that. Yeah. I love the crunch. I love the salt with the mustard. I love that combo. Oh, the salt with the cheese. Don't even get me fucking started. Cheese,
we can agree on this.
So
but look,
just on the topic of pretzels, because it is my, you know, one of my favorite foods. I love all types of pretzels. I really do.
Mm-hmm. With lots of salt.
Shout out to Annie Ann's because she just gets it right, bro.
Yeah. First off, honestly, when you go to Annie Ann's, do you even get the salted pretzel? I get the cinnamon one.
No, I honestly, that's just insane.
That's
dude.
Retarded.
You never get the cinnamon sticks at Auntie Ann's?
If I do, I get both.
Yeah, you don't ever get the original.
What is going on? I feel like I'm in the fucking Twilight Zone. I don't even trust you guys. I need a fourth person here.
You think Annie Ann made her name off fucking cinnamon?
No, I think she evolved and was like, yo, this is fire.
Yeah, this is like a cool secondary thing.
She blew up because of her pretzels. Her pretzels are already kind of sweet.
Yeah, I know. But have you had the cinnamon ones?
Yeah, I've had them. They're just not as good. You don't get pretzels.
Ew, bro.
You don't get pretzels.
Because the hamburger was first? You eat a hamburger at fucking McDonald's? No, you get a fucking Big Mac. Evolve, bitch.
No.
Cactus Shack sent me, bitch.
Dude, Auntie Anne's pretzels are the best pretzels I've ever had in my life.
Dude, they, I know. Honestly, you can get the most artisanal pretzels. It doesn't matter. Auntie Anne's like, talk about secret recipes, dude. She fucking has something going on. And I didn't know. I always thought they were like frozen, just like brought in there. No, nah, bro. They're rolling out pretzels in the mall.
They're rolling out in the mall.
I mean, it's not that complicated.
I know.
Not to fuck with them.
Now you're hating on Auntie.
She's a bad bitch. Look her up.
Bad bitch. She makes.
Wait, fucking... Auntie Anne's is still alive?
Yeah, she's still kicking. She's riding shoppers, dude. She's badass. You might not want to go to the mall these days, but you got to go just to support your local Auntie Anne's because that's just fire stuff. That's kind of the thing you walk past and you never, you're like, oh, that smells so good. Like that and the, what's the cinnamon one? Cinnabon.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you before you go on your thing, because I always had this conflicting thought process. Like, do you go Auntie Anne's or do you go Cinnabon? Probably better taste, but like you're definitely going to die of coma for like 7 hours afterwards.
I haven't done Cinnabon in a minute.
Yeah.
But I can feel the clog.
Yeah.
But it's kind of worth it sometimes.
Do you, I feel a little bit of guilt with Cinnabon, but also like there's a functionality thing of like getting the pretzel. Like when you get the Cinnabon, you have to like get a fork and knife and
yeah,
fucking.
It's like messy too.
You're not going to, like, you're going to have to go shopping with sticky hands
now. Can't
enjoy it. Well, last time I was in the mall. Went to Auntie Anne's. I got the nuggets that come in like a big French fry cup.
Yes, yes.
Bro,
that's the way
that's
to go.
The move. You just walk around nosh.
Yeah, you
just pop it
yeah.
in.
That's dude, the way that, to go.
That's the vibe.
Wait, so when you get Auntie Anne's and you're just getting the pretzel, what kind of dip do they give you? Like,
I went dipless. You don't need a dip.
You can buy dip from them. They have like cheese, mustard.
You go as far as buying Auntie Anne's pretzels and don't get a dip? I thought we were all on board with getting the dips.
I am on board with getting the dips for pretzels that need the dip, and Auntie Anne's pretzels
Auntie
do not
Anne's
need
pretzels
the dip.
Are just like fucking drenched in salt and
yeah,
butter.
Salt and
yeah,
butter,
it's all, no, it's butter, dude.
And like, dude, that butter flavor is just phenomenal that you don't even need dip.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like a fat bitch and I want to get cheese.
Yeah.
And I'll get cheese with it, yeah, but
I think it's a good pretzel to go with cheese. It's not the mustard
yeah,
type
it's not
of pretzel.
A mustard because it's not so sweet. It's like sweet. Bread.
Shout out to sweetbreads, because what that actually means in the culinary world is like intestines. So if you ever see sweetbreads on the menu, it's not sweet, delicious bread. It's like pig intestines.
That's so misleading.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, do you want sweetbreads? And you're thinking like, oh, I'm going to have a dessert. And it's like, no, you're going to have fucking cow intestine. How do they let like shit happen like that? Like that fucking.
I feel like it's like lost in translation kind of things. I have no idea.
Maybe it's probably like an inside joke. It's like, oh, it's the sweetbreads of the cow.
Yeah, maybe it's just like that thing to like make it sound good. Yeah. So people will buy it.
Like this, another one that was misleading was Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, those are the bulls. The bull. I saw those in Fear Factor.
Rocky Mountain oysters are bull testicles.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they fry them. I'm not sure, but yeah, that's
deep fried bulls.
I feel like they're especially because it's like a sex organ. They should have to tell you on a menu, like, you're about to eat testicles. Like, that's fucking bullshit. Bro, who was the first one to eat, like, bull testicles and was like...
It was probably a fucking caveman. He's like, I'm fucking starving. I haven't eaten fucking days. I'm going to eat this guy's nuts.
He probably ate every other part of the thing. It was
and
just
the balls
like,
were the only thing left over.
It,
yeah.
Freezing, starving. It was just like, fuck it. Let's just pop these in.
Yeah.
But you can go to any culture. Every culture has their own
people
fucking
do crazy
like, weird shit.
Do you think, like, the caveman, like, let's say the first person who ate bull testicles was, like, I'm talking BC. Do you think he was just like, yo, is this gay?
BC was mad gay. The Greeks were all about that life.
Yeah. Yo, speaking of like the weirdest shit that happened back in the day, wrestling started off with you just wrestled naked. Like, how bad of PR does wrestling have to take, like, all the time? Like, why do, like, dude, it's so funny because, like, wrestling, like, you get the worst PRs. Like, oh, you're in a fucking leotard and you're, like, humping a guy. Meanwhile, like, the, like, wrestlers are complete psychopaths who, like, will murder you in a fight. But now to know, like, that everyone's, it started off where they were naked wrestling is just like, God. Can we catch a fucking break?
Yeah, but like, think about it this way.
They wrestled to the death, though, initially.
Yeah, and they didn't have leotards back in the day. And like, the shit they probably wore fucking fell off easily. You know what I mean? No belts.
They're not going to waste their Sunday outfits on
a wrestling match. Oh, I was
wrestling
and it fell off.
Like, I don't know how I was sucking his dick. We were wrestling at first.
We started wrestling and his fucking toga fell off.
So on the topic of fall, we were crushing, you know, pretzels. Danny doesn't even like pretzels. And during your pretzel experience, you also picked up some pumpkins.
Yeah, no, we went out east. You know, the girls wanted to go apple picking, pumpkin picking, the quote unquote experience. Because honestly, like you go into a field, right? It's like, you know, they didn't want to just get the pumpkin where it's just like you can buy it at CVS or like go to a nursery or something like that. They wanted to like pick it out themselves.
You wear gloves?
No.
No.
But don't the top of pumpkins sometimes like super sharp?
Yeah, dude. Not to sound like a pussy, but I like literally felt felt like I was fingering a porcupine. I had like three splinters.
I'm going to be the October Grinch. I think it's so fucking stupid, bro.
What month is he not the Grinch, bro?
He's such a Grinch.
I love being Grinch.
He's like the nicest guy, but like he hates being, hates any festivities.
No, but it's fucking stupid because we were in that patch for what? How long?
No,
we
drove, it wasn't that long.
Exactly. That's my point. Okay. Like you drive out that far out east to walk around this patch for 10 minutes.
Right.
And a shit fucking field of pumpkins to pick out this pumpkin. And yeah, like one pumpkin each.
And you get bullied by bees.
And we got bullied by bees. And we got fucking bullied by the lady who's like, you want to go on this tractor ride?
Yeah, she had like three t-shirts. I just kept screaming, tractor ride!
Yeah, I'm like, dude, fuck that. Like, it's, I don't know. Fucking so, be the Grinch. But like, cause we went to like, no, like backtrack last year, we went to a church by us over here, bro. Their whole front lawn was just covered in pumpkins. And you obviously go there, you can pick out your pumpkins, bro. The most pristine pumpkins.
Yeah.
Those are God's pumpkins.
Honestly, dude, they are.
And you could haggle price.
See, this is,
you can't haggle price with a church.
We haggled with him.
No, I think he was just like, oh, how many you got? He's like, oh, I didn't see the third one here. I may charge you for two. Like, he was like nice and shit.
Nah, we were haggling.
We're haggling with the fucking Pope.
Yeah, going out east doesn't make the most sense, like time spent versus what you're bringing back, but it's about the experience.
Yeah.
You make a day of it. You go out east, you look at pumpkins. You can maybe go apple picking. Now you're out east, there's different restaurants and places to go that you don't usually go to. So just making a day of it is more what it's about. I think that's the obvious take here.
Yeah. Have you ever had an apple from like an apple patch?
Yeah. Last year I went apple picking upstate.
First off, 40% of the apples are on the floor. They just fall off. What do to them? Feed them to the horses?
People like pick them, drop them.
Yeah, that's...
People also pick them and like inspect them and then just drop them.
That's terrible. Look around and then pull it off, especially with like COVID. You're just like pulling apples and then throwing them on the floor. It's fucking terrible. Whatever. But here's the thing. The apples that I've had from like a, I don't know what you call them, like a patch or a vineyard or like just a tree.
Farm. Yeah, the apple farm.
The apple farm. They've tasted like complete mush shit. Mush shit apples. And I was just like, I want the ones that you get from like Stop and Shop where they have the GMOs and the wax on them. I want that. I want them to taste fake because I want the crunch.
Dude, go up like 2 hours into like New Paltz area, 3 hours, take the drive. There's
no for apples.
Make a day of it.
Nah. See, this is what I mean. Like, no, I'm going to Stop and Shop and getting apples. I ain't driving 3 hours out of the way to fucking pick mush shit apples.
In 2020, there's only so many reasons why you would leave your house, and one of them isn't for apples.
I'm not saying it's for everybody, but if you're on your way somewhere where you might be passing some good appling, I think it's worth it. It's not all mush shit. All
right, just because you seem like the most knowledgeable for some reason about apples, but let's say there's no signs, right? You don't know what the fuck the apples are.
No idea.
You don't know which one's going to taste like mush shit.
I would have no idea. You have to, that's why maybe some people fucking drop them. But I know I don't like Macintosh. Those are like the really dark maroon red ones.
Yeah. I don't want to bite into it and taste like fucking mashed potatoes. And honestly, like tastes like...
I don't like mushy apples. They're like the ones we used to get in high school.
Yeah.
Oh God, I hated those.
Suck.
Yeah, I would hose them.
They taste like a pear. You know, you bite into a pear, like, why did
it's fucking soft.
First of all, when you bite into a pear, you're like, why the fuck did I get a pear?
You learn throughout time. I think pears are like the weirdest consistency.
Shout out to all my pears.
But yeah, this weekend my girlfriend's friend had her son had a 1-year-old birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And you show up to the house, and like as I've seen in my neighborhood, as we've all seen in our neighborhoods, especially during these times, is like every little kid's birthday, they have the signage, you know, it's so-and-so's birthday, hunk for fucking this shit, balloons galore, the whole fucking nine, right? That's the front yard. I'm like, okay, cool. And there's also like this huge trailer in front of the house. I'm like, wow, this fucking trailer is blocking their front yard. No one can see it's his birthday. Like, this is bullshit. Like,
yeah.
Whose fucking trailer is this?
Yeah, what the fuck's going on?
Go in the backyard. Lo and behold, there's a fucking band.
A live band.
Live band playing. This is for a 1-year-old, right? Go to find out the trailer is for the petting zoo, like 5 goats and a horse.
I'm all for going all out for the 1-year-old birthday party.
Yeah, it's easy to say. It's nothing is for the kid.
Nothing is for the kid.
That's what I was going to say, because I'm probably going to like, I don't know if how hard I would go for the first birthday party, but I do agree if you do go hard, it's for one reason. It's like almost to celebrate the fact that everyone in your circle has helped.
It takes a village.
It's like it takes a village, and we're like, I'm grateful for you. So like you can bring your own kids. I'll entertain them with the clowns and the bouncy houses and the petting zoos and like the other shit. So yeah, I think it's more of a celebration for the village.
Yeah, exactly that. And just like, listen, like this person, this fucking human being has made it 1 year for its life on earth. That's amazing. But then like there's parents who just go like all out for the second birthday and the third birthday and the like, bro, fuck off. Mm-hmm. Like I'm all for like, you know, having birthday parties every year. It's obviously it's like a normal thing.
Yeah,
not in my family. I got like one birthday party. I had to buy my own cake. Yeah. I was like 5. Mom's like, you want a cake or not? Go in the fuck here's my card and get a fucking cake for yourself. Lazy, what do you want written on them?
Just plain so I can use it for every other birthday I have.
Nah, but like, dude, have you seen like parents go hard for like the second, third, fourth? Like, that shit's corny. I think the first one you go hard, and then I don't think you go hard until the fifth. So like you can have like you can have a birthday party for second, third, and fourth. Like, you know, obviously like immediate family, friends, low key, but not petting zoo style every year. You know right. what I mean?
I mean, A, if you got the capital, why not flex it? B, if you like to throw a party, like throw a party too. Like I'm not gonna tell someone not to have a fucking party. Like yeah. I that's just against my
religion. You can have the party. I'm just saying you look like a fucking clown.
For Waleed's point, I feel like the first birthday party, like everyone gets invited and it's like a celebration of the birth of the child. Like we made it a year, right? Then like the second, third, fourth, like the ancillary birthdays, it's like, all right, let's tighten up the circle. Yeah. Let's not like invite the whole fucking neighborhood.
Exactly.
But but to go all out, like whatever you want to do with that group, that smaller group, I think it's fine. And I was gonna, you know what? I actually changed my opinion mid listening to you guys. I was like, I don't even know if I would even go that hard for the first birthday party because like they're not gonna remember. We always joke like that, but I'm not taking my kid to Disney World when he's one because he's not gonna remember.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're it is a celebration of the village and the people who are put a hand in helping the new family, but also like here's the real reason why. When it comes to like certain things, I turn into MJ. Not like that I'm that good at them. I just turn super competitive. Like if like my future wife's friends have like a fucking sick 1-year-old birthday party, in my head like I gotta turn up.
The best part, I think, dude, kids hitting a piñata, fired up, just screaming at kids to fucking whack something with a bat. Dude, it's just like
a sport, dude.
It's one of the most entertaining things. And like once, like this little girl like split open the pinata and candy went spewing everywhere.
The mayhem that comes
out. Dude,
after.
The mayhem, just the pure shrieks of enjoyment and just like diving on the floor for
it's
candy.
It's like a fucking football game. There's like everyone's going for the football.
It was just like the most pure dog thing pile. I've ever seen in my life. Everyone was so fired up, so happy, like just cheering this girl on. Like it was so cool.
Honestly,
why don't we have
those pinata? Kids better enjoy it because that's like top five joys in your life. Can I ask you guys a question about the pinata? Because I'm pro pinata, like I think it's like a cool touch. There are a couple of elements that I feel like are getting lost. I don't know if it's because like, I don't know, maybe times have changed. If I get a pinata, I'm doing the fucking old school way of pinata. I'm blindfolding their ass.
Spinning them.
That. And also, here's another thing, Tony, they don't do.
They don't fuck
with the rope. I want them to be like, holy shit, I missed it. I hit Uncle Louie with the bat.
I want a little bit of embarrassment. I want a little bit of confidence. I want it all.
But pinatas, the way that we have pinata'd is a bit of a life lessons. Sometimes you're spinning, you don't know where you are, you're in the dark, you gotta take the swing.
Keep
sometimes
swinging.
And sometimes you'll miss, but when you hit, oh fuck, when you hit.
How much better is the hit when you explode that pinata when you've earned it? They're literally the third kid who hits it, it opens. Well, look, I always say this, like it's easy for us to say we don't have kids, so we don't know how we're gonna be. But I think it is symbolism, the fact that like the fathers are picking their kids up and helping them with the pinata. It's like, stop fucking coddling these kids. Let them earn it.
Yep.
They love their kids so much that they're not letting them experience the emptiness of like losing, and they're just giving them instant gratification.
I mean, there's no losing in a pinata.
Well, there's definitely losing. Swing, you fold down. Your fucking cousins are laughing at you because you didn't even make contact. You threw the bat. There's losing.
Danny's got deep-rooted
spirits. I got deep-rooted spirits. And honestly, to be fair, like I was a closer with the pinata. They came in, they're like, all right, let Danny close because I fucking ripped that.
Also, the biggest faux pas in pinataing is it's always on the parents because you're the one that ties the string. If you have a shitty string that breaks on like a swing.
Yeah.
You ever see that happen?
That's a big infraction.
Yeah, that's a huge infraction. You put it on like a non-stable surface. So if you're out there pinataing, make sure you check, you know, dot your I's and cross your T's. And spin your kid around a couple circles and fucking blindfold
them.
Yeah.
Have people stand back.
Fucking
yeah.
Go at it.
Let the pinata like be more than fucking 2 seconds. Let it be a 10-minute thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing about the spinning and the raising and lowering.
Right.
It turns something like that's 3 minutes into maybe a 10-minute affair.
Yeah. We used to go through my extended family's like 65 plus, and I'm talking just cousins. Like we used to go like 3 or 4 rounds. That's like 35 minutes. My uncle was sweating, hammered. He was pulling it like it was like Noah's Ark, like a fucking sailboat. Yeah. He was like,
pool.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it, though.
No, I just really
that's the way to do pinatas.
Well, that's the warm-up podcast. If you haven't already, consider subscribing so you can be first to the action, first to the new episodes, and it really helps us out. It goes a long way. So thanks for listening. It's the warm-up podcast. Peace, man.
Peace, peace, peace. Peace.